Hey there, fans of Brotherly Love Wrestling. It is I, Vic Delicious.
Philly's own, the Mecca here.
It is the real McCoy, J.D.X., Justin D. Xavier.
It's your man, C.D., the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old friend, R.J. City.
Hey there, Brotherly Love Wrestling. Bill Carr here.
Hey everyone, this is two-time guest Wheeler Yuta.
Two bozos from Philadelphia flapping their gums about pro wrestling this, pro wrestling that.
Which is not that unique in the grand scheme of things yet.
You are in for a treat because you're tuned in to Brotherly Love Wrestling.
Philadelphia, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling. On the show today, we have the owner of Luliga Cigar Lounge in Fishtown in Philadelphia, Luis Rodriguez. Luis, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, Luis, for obvious reasons, people are wondering why we have an owner of a cigar lounge on our show, just randomly. But you're not just a cigar lounge owner, you're a big time wrestling fan, and the ultimate reason why we have you on the show, we'll get to later in the show. We will go bury that lead for a little bit and just talk about what
is that a real thing?
Yes. It is now. What the current state of pro wrestling and what has gone on the past week or so. I do want to start off with probably the most negative story that we've seen in a long time. Yeah, because we want to get positive. We'll get positive. Let's just get this bad shit out of the way.
This made, like, headlines, like,
all over. It's actual news, not just wrestling news. So, obviously, over the past week, we found out that more stuff with Vince McMahon has come out, and he has actually stepped down from TKO and operations in WWE. Very disgusting allegations that are going on in this lawsuit. As a wrestling fan, do you remember a time like this to where, or did you ever think you would see a WWE that has no affiliation with Vince McMahon?
I remember when he got attacked for steroids.
The Balco report.
So I was already in the belt. I'm 54 years old, by the way, so I was already in the belt, so I knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a dark time too back then, with Hogan and all that, and Nails when they did that to him. But this right here, man, it's like I wanted him to retire, but not this way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I wanted him to just leave in his own terms and everything. But this was crazy, bro.
You remember? Crazy. You remember what happened with Penn State with what was his name?
Joe Paterno? No. Oh, well, Sandusky.
Sandusky, and then how Sandusky's actions led to Paterno having to leave, and then soon after he just kicked the bucket because he had nothing left. I feel like it's a really weird feeling, but this kind of has like hushed tones of that feeling that I had when all that shit was going on. Like, this is what he lived for. This business and what he did for it and what we're finding out now. I mean, like, I feel like this is like the last like stop. Like, I feel like this could kill him.
I don't think he's coming back. I don't think Brock is coming back.
I don't think so either.
I think Brock is done. You know, it's sad, man, but you know, I feel bad. I feel for the young lady that did all this. You know, I feel bad for her, what she's going through, her and her family. You know, I mean, I've read the full indictment.
Yeah.
You know, we could go into that a little bit later if you guys want, but it was disgusting. But you know, it all came out to be because he didn't pay that the rest of that money.
Yeah.
No, that's so. you know.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder how many more, but we don't have to we don't have to dive too deep into what could be or what is. I mean, it's just hopefully they're able to, like, once he's not associated, and I, like, I hope they can bounce back. I hope they, like, I hope it's not like asterisks on all the good that they're doing.
Well, I don't think it's going to affect the business of WWE, because if it would have, Netflix would have pulled, would have said something by now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And Slim Jim jumped out and then jumped right back in.
And they, So that's what I'm saying. So they would have said something. So I don't think it's going to affect business wise. Just the morality of it, you know. Because I think there's going to be more women to come out. There's going to be more women. This is not fun. This is not the last one. There's going to be more.
No, this this was too recent to be the last one.
But and I honestly think you're going to see women wrestlers come out. I honestly think that. You know.
Yeah, I did see people talking about the woman wrestler Ashley, who ended up taking her own life, and people saying that no one believed her when she said there was misconduct in WWE, and that's kind of why she was so tortured, and like that stuff like that makes you think about, you know, I mean, this situation really brings that stuff up. And like you said, I mean, who knows how many women wrestlers had to go through that, or how many other women that worked for WWE had to go through and endure that. It's like you said, disgusting. It's a shame that they had to worry at their workplace and stuff like that, especially from the boss, from the, final decision maker. It's rough, but I mean, I just wanted to get that and talk about that for a little bit because it was top news, but we can move on to something way more positive. One of the big four that, in our opinion, our favorite.
My favorite, for sure.
Pay-per-view 100%. Of the WWE calendar. Yeah, most people top. It's most people's top up there. Royal Rumble. We can start right from the top, right where they started at the women's. Me, personally, I thought the women stole the show Saturday night. I thought 100%. From start to finish, whether you want to talk surprises or not, the in-ring, it's probably one of the best in-ring rumbles as far as action, storytelling, and everything that I've ever seen. It was just so, so good.
There was a lot of purpose. There was a lot of purpose in that Royal Rumble. There was a lot, a few first-time entrants that are going to hopefully make a big splash in WWE. And then they had developed and rebuild of storylines, and they still have... I mean, I took a lot out of it. I mean, it looks like we know who the chamber match is going to be. If you just if you were to look at that last picture of the Rumble, all the competitors around the ring, like I think we got our elimination chamber minus Nia Jax. I mean, she'll be the other one.
Yeah, you got to give credit to Triple H and TNA.
Yeah,
for what they did. I mean, man, you got to see. She looked phenomenal. I mean, you know, I guarantee you she's going to sign to the WWE. That's how impressive she was in that match.
You have to. How could you argue not signing her and throwing whatever money you can at a Jordan Grace? I mean, it just.
Yeah, she was. Whew, I was very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very impressed with Tiffany Stratton, too.
Yeah, she was. I mean, Larry watched a little bit more NXT than I did, and he's been touting how much she's impressed him in NXT. I mean, she's just an athlete. She's just a freaking athlete. She's got a good personality. She good sell, good facial expressions when she's doing shit. I mean, she's got the attitude. She's got the attitude and the talent.
And she's only been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years. She looks like a main event already. She needs to be already up. Well, I've read today that they're thinking about putting her up already.
I mean, so, they did the same thing with Breaker, who was thrown in there on a whim. He wasn't even supposed to be in the damn match. Mm-hmm. So Bron Breakker came in and just lit it up. He did. So apparently he did exactly what Lesnar was supposed to do. He eliminated everyone Lesnar was supposed to eliminate. He got eliminated the same way Lesnar was supposed to get. But God damn, the way he hits the ropes with the intensity that he hits the ropes. Jesus Christ. His dad and his uncle were never that fast.
In my opinion, he should have been in the main roster already. Like last year, he should have been up there already. You know, it's taken them this long, but you know, hopefully we'll see him up there already, you know.
I think his biggest thing was promo and believability and like a final polish. Like they didn't really need him up there last year. They had plenty going on. I mean, he finished up some stuff in NXT. He changed his attitude. Last year, he wasn't really the attitude guy. He was still the bright colors and the rah-rah guy. Mm-hmm. Then he got some attitude. I mean, they finished him off, and now I think he's 100% ready. But Stratton, too. Stratton's got those wrestlers with the attitude. Like they have almost not so much of an arrogance or a cockiness, but they just have an attitude. Like they're supposed to be there. Same thing with like Grayson Waller, who was never like he liked it when he was younger, but he's not like a 10-year vet. Like he came in and he could talk, he can wrestle. I mean, it's those people with the just that we should be here attitude. Like this is where I belong.
Yeah. And not only that, I think that even though when I first saw them talk about that NIL where they're grooming young athletes at the collegiate level to come in.
Not a lot of people were a fan of that.
No, but now you look at it and you look at what the NIL has produced and some of these people that are born athletically gifted and what they can do.
Was she an NIL, Stratton?
I don't want to say for sure, but I know
she was a gymnast. I know that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she was a collegiate gymnast.
Yeah. But with that, just the invent of that, of looking at people that aren't indie wrestlers, you know what I mean? Not just bringing in the top indie names, trying to change them, trying to break them of these habits that they may have gotten that WWE isn't fond of, where you're getting this moldable piece of athletic greatness and you're able to teach them wrestling because they don't know anything else except athletics.
And they're competitive.
And they're competitive because they come from team sports.
They want to be the best.
Yeah.
And the ones that get that, like what they have to do to actually get there, they're starting the show. Like the Creed brothers had to have been.
I just wanted to, with the Women's Rumble, I think a lot of people's favorite actually came out and won, and that's Bayley. I think a lot of people were looking for her to win, thought it was about her time to win. And the way she did it, looking pretty dominant at the end, but you could see
lasting for 60 plus minutes.
Like
too.
You could see how much it meant to her. Finally it was her. It looks like it's her time. Cause she's been that gatekeeper sort of in the Divas, the women's division. I know. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where it was. I apologize for that.
Heat seeker. That
yeah,
was.
I apologize
what
for that.
The fuck?
But from where she came from of just always putting, whether it's Sasha, whether it was Charlotte, Becky and others, just pushing them up. It's now her time. And I think she deserves it, and I'm glad that she got that win.
Let's face it. She had, like, probably the most compelling and worked-on storyline anyway, so it only made sense for her to win. Like, no one else had that.
We all know where this story's going.
Yeah.
With her and Damage Control, of course. So, you know.
I think that's okay, though. I think it's okay that we know where it's going. Because usually, I don't like predictability, but if you have intrigue and, like, good storytelling and whatnot throughout, which it has been. I mean, we can see the writings on the wall, but at least it's a fun ride to get there.
Yeah.
And the Royal Rumble just added to that.
What you guys thought of Jade?
Superstar. We've been waiting for this. Like she was
incredible.
She was squandered in AEW, and she wasn't being taught. Like she wasn't learning anything. Like, here, you're going to go out. She was Goldberg. Goldberg didn't learn shit. It was a WCW move. Like, she's got the best trainers. the best people for mic work. She's got the best actual presentation, stage, showing, everything, production. She's got it all now. And she looked happy as hell when she came out and she was staring down Nia Jax. When she came out, she looked like, you could tell that she like, she's like, this is what it feels like. This is what it was supposed to feel like.
Mm-hmm. And the pop she got.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And no one didn't even really know it was her.
Mm-hmm.
For a second, I thought that wouldn't, she was going to win the goddamn thing. I was like, oh shit, they're going to give this shit to Jay.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And you know what's funny is that I think a lot of people would have been okay with that too.
Yeah.
I think mm-hmm. I don't think anyone would have really questioned it. If you look at her.
Yeah.
She looks like she could destroy everybody in the fucking ring.
Mm-hmm.
And she's money, bro.
Dude,
she's money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, her the slight tease you got with her and Bianca Belair, I think
that was great. That was great.
The Gorilla Press, and then they got hit. Like, that's what people like when Jade came over, that's what they wanted to see. They wanted to see Jade versus Bianca because they were compared to each other and like for so long, like she's doing this. They were both champion at the same time. But what if they got to lock up in the squared circle? Now you get to see it.
Yeah.
I think people are just happy. People are happy at the direction, the in-ring and whatnot with WWE. Whatever's happening outside of the news and whatnot, like the WWE is still firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So, I mean, going to something I don't know how many people are actually happy about is Roman Reigns retaining his title. I mean, I think a lot of people thought it was happening, but I know at least everyone that was
I wanted Orton to win just because of the difference.
Everyone that was in the living room that we were watching with, and we had five guys, all of us wanted Orton to win. We wanted to take that title off of Roman.
That's not happening.
We knew that. We were rooting for it, but
now,
we knew we wanted.
Now the thing that I'm worried about is that he wins again in Philly.
Exactly.
That's what I'm worried about.
He is going to win again. This is what they're giving him the Hogan thing.
Yeah.
They want him to pass Hogan.
Yeah.
He's going to fight The Rock. Rock's going to beat him. This is what I think is going to happen. Cody's going to fight Seth. It's going to be Seth and Cody. That's what I think, in my opinion.
You think Cody's going to choose Seth over Roman? They can have Rock Roman.
I think Punk being out kind of...
Right, it screwed everything up.
Yeah.
Unless they go with Gunther beating Seth.
Yeah.
You know, meeting Seth, meeting, and then he faces Cody.
Yeah.
But the Rock Roman is just too big, bro.
Yeah.
That's a big match, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they do it for next year, but I don't know. We'll see the Elimination Chamber, you know, see what happens, you know?
Well, neither one of them are gonna be there.
Well, Roman for sure.
Oh, they're not.
He is not advertised for Chamber. So he will not be there.
What? So Roman and The Rock is the big match, of course.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen in a couple of weeks, it's not gonna happen till next year.
I agree with that.
They got 70 something days for WrestleMania? You know, they need to do this quick.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. I don't think look, The Rock has said it multiple times. He worked it into his sitcom that he did. Mm-hmm. He always said Rock Roman should be a Mania title mm-hmm. match. He said it on First Take. He was on ESPN First Take and said that WrestleMania, we could put on the greatest WrestleMania with it being Rock and Roman. So I don't know mm-hmm. if The Rock is interested in anything but Mania when it comes to facing Roman Reigns.
Exactly. Especially Philly, 40th one.
Yeah.
Big. You guys going?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, night we'll two.
I have a suite, so I'll see you guys there. You need a seat?
Oh, yes.
Nice. Yeah. I was going to do a party in my lounge, but since I'm going, I'm not doing it. So
you go in both nights?
Yeah, I got a suite for both nights.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Guys, you can't put that color there. You got to go back to where it was.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
You're good. No, you're good. No, not only do we get to talk wrestling, but we get to see what it is to be the ins and outs and the manager owner of a small business. So this is the American dream. This is what we're living here. This is everything that we need to see.
So what did you guys think of the four? I mean, what did you guys thought of it?
I felt like a match, like a regular match. I felt like it was
regular match. That's what I thought.
It was not. It didn't have a big time feel. Can we
give you some ABC? It didn't have a big time feel. Exactly.
Yeah, but Roman's
the same thing.
Roman's last few matches. I mean, dude, his last big feel match was Mania.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
He hasn't felt like he's had a big time match since Mania. Nothing that anybody thought like, oh, he's gonna. I mean, Sami Zayn in Toronto, it felt big time, but
that was so before.
That was storyline.
Yeah,
that was a great storyline. Sami Roman probably the last big feel.
Yeah. I'm tired of Roman, but what are they going to do, man? I mean, the guy's money for them. You know what I mean?
Well, and not only that, if you're Endeavor and TKO, do you really want to take the title off the guy that is making the most money in the history of the company, the biggest pay-per-view buzz? Like, do you really want to screw with that right away? Like, hey, why not ride this out 6 more months, get him the Hogan record? I see it in a business standpoint, but as fans, if Cody does lose this, if we're talking Cody Roman 2 at the Link on Sunday night the 7th. I mean, if they do it again, like, as fans,
Cody's done.
You look at it like, why did he lose? Like, why did he lose last year then? Like, you know what I mean? It's as a fan looking at the storyline, it's very upsetting to think Cody will lose again.
Like I said, man, in my opinion, that's what they want.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. You'd be Hogan. WWE is a business first. Remember that, guy.
Oh, yeah.
Money,
Well, they've been wiping out a lot of old records anyway. From the Intercontinental. Yeah. I mean, Gunther took the Intercontinental away from Honky Tonk. You had the New Day take away from Demolition. Like, they've been wiping a lot of those records clean and getting their new era superstars to have those records. So I completely understand Roman overtaking Hogan, and now you got all these new names instead of the – I mean, look, granted, you're – with your age and our age, we all witnessed those greats, with the exception of Bruno. So
– right.
There's so many generations behind us and the generations now that are looking at these stars have never seen the Honky Tonk Man. You know what I mean? Don't even know who Demolition is. So why, they don't care about these records. So you got to make them care about these records. I get that. But just it sucks being an older wrestling fan.
It should have been Cena.
I agree. I think it should have been Cena as well.
Cena wanted that Hollywood money, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, Cena should have did it when he was, like, I mean, probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's go back, though. Speaking of Gunther, Christ, bro. Unstoppable force. I don't see nobody in that roster taking that into
consideration. He's only lost 3 matches since he's been in, what, WWE?
Really? I didn't even know that. Wow.
Well, yeah, he was the only time he lost down in developmental was when he was the NXT UK champ, and he was that almost like, forever, and he lost the title, but then he went on another big win streak and into NXT. I don't think he ever even lost at NXT, and then only came up and lost 1 or 2 matches on the main roster. Like, that's amazing in itself.
Yeah, I don't see who could beat him.
Someone's gonna have to beat him because he's got to move up.
Yeah,
he's gonna be
double champ.
This is what I think. Double champion. He's gonna give up the Intercontinental champion. He's gonna give it up.
You don't think? I think a guy like Gunther, I don't think he gives it up. Defending the Intercontinental and the World Title, both. I can see him doing that in separate matches, really? Separate nights. I think he's built for that.
Yeah. Has anybody else ever did that?
Man, not with longevity. So. Yeah. I think Seth did it and dropped the title the one time he did it. He tried to defend the U.S. and he defended the world title same night. But recent, I don't know too many people that have held both titles.
Yeah.
Like that, they used to do that back in the day, but they would give it up like right away. Like you'd give up the lesser title. Didn't fucking Ultimate Warrior have both?
Yes.
Warrior
had both. Yeah. Ultimate Warrior, they have both. Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, he theoretically, but I don't see them ever doing that. I don't see them like, because they never committed to it before. It's always been like, all right, so you didn't technically lose this, but it's still a changing of the guard type thing where someone else is going to just
do a tournament.
Yeah, we'll do a fucking tournament.
I hate those fucking tournaments.
Hate those tournaments too. I can't stand tournaments. Dude, that's what's taking me off of AEW. It's just like the lack of storytelling and the such. They just go to the tournaments like fucking every other week. Like, we're going to have a tournament. That's because you got too much talent.
I'm talking Tony Khan better start changing up his shit, man, because for what I'm seeing, and there's nobody in these goddamn big-ass arenas, he's crazy, bro. He needs to start doing smaller venues.
Yeah, when you're maxing out at 2,200 people and you're playing in a 10,000 seat stadium, like that's a problem.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, if he didn't have whatever resources he has, money wise, he would have been done by now. That would have been
it. But listen, his dad is going to get tired of that, I think. They're going to want to see some money out of this company, bro. They can't keep losing money.
Are you just that rich? You're just like, I'm just going to let my kid do whatever. This is just, it's keeping him occupied and out of my fucking hair.
He seems
like he could be like the douchey son. He seems like he could be that.
And he needs to get somebody to run that company, do the booking.
Yeah,
dude. He had the guy there. Regal and a couple others who have the, like, you have what was it? Freaking the Taskmaster. Help me, Larry. Kevin Sullivan. You got Sullivan back there. He's an old mind. Dean Malenko could help you. I mean, he had the right people there.
You still have Dustin. You still have Mark Henry. You still have Big Show. You have Jericho there. Like, you have plenty of names and veterans of this company in business to do it.
Yeah. It's a sensitive subject with Sting right now. They're doing him dirty for his last match.
Oh, man. I don't even know. Oh, man.
Were you a Sting fan growing up?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
He's my favorite. Surfer Sting. He's my favorite. I was him three years in a row for Halloween. The fucking neon face paint, the fucking scorpion pants, spiked up hair. Dude, I want better. It irritates me that this company, like, WCW already fucking went. They went out. He left. He didn't go to WWE. He went to TNA. He did pretty good over at TNA. And then he finally went to WWE late. Got injured. And now, like, I feel like I want his last run to mean, like, means, like, I guess it doesn't feel like his last run now.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't feel
I was planning on going to his last match, but I couldn't figure it out, you know, how to get there and all that, you know, would work on it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to be his last match anyway. You know, these guys retire and come back like 2-3 years for the big payday.
I think that happens in WWE, honestly. I think they're the ones that are able to pull it off, the ones that make it feel special. Like, what's the pay-per-view that he's retiring on?
Revolution.
Revolution. I mean, does that bring any excitement into anybody's, like, Revolution? Or are you just like, yeah, that's it?
Nothing. Listen, I'm a fan of wrestling. I like AEW. I watch it all, but in the beginning, AEW was exciting. Oh, it was. Yeah. But now I look out like, what the fuck? Like, I watched it now. Hangman Page is on with some guy. I don't even know who that is.
That's right. You know, that's what you want to see.
You know, like,
here, I got an idea. I'm going to jump back on the Sting real quick, and I'm going to talk this into the universe.
Okay.
Fucking TNA's back.
Yeah?
They hold a Bound for Glory, and it's Sting versus Angle. Last match. Let Angle come back, because Angle needs a real last match. Angle, Sting, retire in TNA. How fucking awesome would that be?
Oh, yeah.
And you have Booker as the fucking special guest referee. And Jeff Hardy is nowhere near that arena.
Well, look, I do want to hop back onto the men's Royal Rumble.
So we didn't get to that yet?
No. Not officially talk about the men's Royal Rumble.
We didn't talk about the date even. Damn, I don't even remember.
The United States title. Yeah.
Yeah, Logan Paul.
I know. Look, I love Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is by far behind Shawn Michaels as my second favorite all time. And just, I don't like the finish. I don't care that Logan won and retained. But when in history does a referee see Nux ever? Like, he kept the Nux on his hand. Like, you take the Nux off and you put them in your tights.
Yeah, you throw them out of the ring. Like, after you get them,
I don't like that finish. Kevin Owens is too smart even in a character standpoint. He's too smart to still keep the Nux on his hand. Like, I don't like that whatsoever. I love Logan Paul as champ. I think he brings a lot of eyes to the business, which is great. I think he's phenomenal in the ring for being 5-6 matches in, but just the finish bothered me, man. I just thought it was lazy.
But from what I heard, he was working hurt too, KO.
Oh, really?
Yeah, broken foot or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's the worst time of year when people start fucking coming up with injuries.
Yeah, that's bad.
Right in the heart. It's WrestleMania season now. It's the road. Yeah, we're on the road.
Crazy. Yeah.
Our road's not as long, though, as most people's road.
No. We have a very short road to get to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We got a straight shot.
I'm literally 10 minutes away from the stadium.
Yeah.
That road's not as long.
I don't got to pay for hotel, air, nothing.
Yeah.
That's the best. Hey, that might be the best part.
Yeah, I know who that is.
So we got, with all these injuries, like we said, we have Cody Rhodes winning back-to-back. First person to do it since Stone Cold Steve Austin did it. And joins a list of only four people that have done it. Michaels, Hogan, obviously Austin, and now Cody.
What? Back-to-back?
Who have won multiple Rumbles.
No, back-to-back.
Well, yeah.
Back-to-back. Yeah.
Yeah, back-to-back.
Back-to-back,
yeah.
Not multiple.
Yeah, back-to-back.
Because Orton's got three.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's got two.
He has two.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would like to see if CM Punk was actually supposed to win. Did that injury to his bicep or tricep?
Tricep.
Did that change, you know what I mean? Was CM Punk going to win the Rumble? Or did that change, you know what I mean, plans? Like, were we going to see CM Punk win the Rumble and then do the Seth thing and have Cody go through the chamber? But now we have Cody making this decision and having to pick between Rollins and Reigns.
Okay, so when I was watching the match, I didn't see exactly, but I've seen videos now of him telling the refs that he's hurt. I don't know if he called the audible. So
yeah.
I don't know. But they're saying that he wasn't supposed to win the match, but from what I've seen, I think he did call an audible, and I think he was supposed to win that match.
Yeah.
That's in my opinion, you know,
yeah.
What I've seen. But they're saying no, that he wasn't supposed to win the match. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how does he know that he's that hurt enough to he knows he's going to be out of Mania? Like, that's crazy. I mean,
that's like that's the third time he's tore his bicep.
This is the third time?
Yeah, third time. So he knows.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that many.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Third time, so.
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, the good thing, I mean, it's a bad thing and a good thing. The bad thing is, obviously, we're missing out on a CM Punk. We're missing out on a Charlotte Flair, who's obviously, who's on the shelf as well. There's a couple of people we're not going to see.
I think Charlotte Flair is coming back sooner than later. Sooner.
Do you think she'll make Mania?
She's already training again, She's a freak.
I don't think she's going to be fighting in Mania, but she's going to be involved in Mania.
She's not really needed right now. She doesn't have a storyline that she can even build in the couple months. Like, the storylines are already in place. Like, yeah. they're not going to throw her in just a regular. It's like, she doesn't fit. I mean, she could fit in the chamber match, but she's not ready for that yet.
No.
I'm interested to see the women's chamber. I'm interested to see if they go with, if it's just going to be straight Becky versus Rhea, or if they're going to try and do a triple threat like Rhea and Nia. Because if Becky's supposed to win, then they're going to protect Rhea. But if Rhea's supposed to win, it's so much more impressive to be two people.
Yeah.
Well, I set my calendar for 4:30 in the morning. Crazy.
Yeah. In the morning to watch the 5 a.m., man. That's brutal.
On a weekend.
That's crazy.
I mean, good for them, though. So that's probably, I think that's close to sold out over there.
Yeah.
How many? 60? 70? What is it?
It's somewhere around there. That number. Yeah.
It's up there.
Great.
Yeah. Well, look, and that's the other thing is that you look at what wrestling has done with these sellouts. And given AEW credit, 78,000 people went and saw AEW in Wembley. Like, and you have constantly 40, 50, 60,000 people watching wrestling for WWE. It's ridiculous. And I guess because the TV ratings and everything's so spread out with streaming services and all, I feel like we should have better ratings for all of wrestling. Like, it should be more than the Attitude Era if you look at attendance and money being made.
Did you see the ratings for Cleveland?
I did. 300,000. Oh, I know.
Jesus.
I know. So Collision got 300,000 people.
Wasn't it on the same day as fucking the Rumble?
The Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised there was 300.
I would have moved Collision to Sunday.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was only going to draw 100. 300 is pretty good for that. I don't think
they released today. Tony Khan's funny. He releases today that he got 4 million subscriptions on YouTube for his AEW channel.
What? He's got one? There's an AEW channel on YouTube?
Yeah.
You know, fucking subscribing to that.
Well, 4 million people 4 million. Are apparently.
It's 4 million.
Yeah, you know, I was like, yeah, but nobody watches your shows, bro.
Yeah, 3.9 of those are bots.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have 300,000 people watching a Saturday show, yet you have 4 million subscribing on YouTube. I don't know about all that.
He couldn't get any of the foreign countries to watch.
That's what it was.
You count the people from other countries. That's who's making up the 4 million. There's billions of people. He's got 4 million. those shows just like they've like completely going off the rails, and they're just not meaningful at all. Dude, it's like, it's watching Thursday Night Thunder.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's like watching Thunder. Like, you're getting, like, it's a funny thing is that the Disco Inferno was like a mainstay on Thunder. He was like a big part of that. And Tony Khan's running his shows like Thunder, but yet hates Disco Inferno. I bet you that Disco Inferno would give some numbers to fucking Tony Khan.
Yeah, man. It's a shame.
I just want it to be better than it is.
Yeah, me too.
I want
they need to... they need storyline. They need better booking storylines. Like, you know, these dream matches that he does all the time, I'm like, okay, that's cool, but what's the purpose of it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially if you've never heard of it. It's like you're just a casual fan. You're just like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, all the Japanese guys. Luckily, I followed Japanese wrestling all my life. You know, I've been to Tokyo Dome twice and stuff like that.
And I do too, but that's more like if you're going to have these... Yeah. It's like there's a niche of people or a niche of people that are going to enjoy that. Be like, yeah, this is great. Like, I'm glad that he's doing this, but that's not going to appeal to the masses. They got no characters. Like, they need characters.
Well, speaking of that, what do you guys think about that Okada thing that TWT pulled his t-shirts out?
I just texted Joe today because the entire Men's Rumble, he is itching.
I wanted him to fucking come out. He wanted
him so bad, and then nothing ever happened. And so I texted him and I said, Pro Wrestling Tees were asked to remove Okada's merch. That could be a good sign for WWE.
I thought he was going to be the Chaos. I thought fucking Nakamura was going to bring, like, I have the Chaos, and the fucking Okada comes out.
Well, his contract, he still had a contract. He couldn't show up. So. Today was the final day of his contract.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Triple H can do it. He wants, his dream match is against Triple H at Mania.
I'd be down for that last match.
Triple H would make that happen.
Yeah.
Dude, he stays in shape. He's not like, I mean, he's not ready, but we'll play the hits for him.
So, Lou, is there anything else that you want to talk about before we make our announcement?
Let's see. Did we miss anything?
I don't think we did. We went over the whole card.
We went over some other tidbits.
We talked about AEW. Talked about McMahon.
Velveteen Dream had his bullshit ass interview. That was garbage. Nobody wants that motherfucker. He was a great fucking guy, great character, but he was a fucking dumbass.
He could have been the next one. His character work, he was great in the ring.
Man, he was great. I love his theme song. Jesus Christ. I used to sing that shit all the time. It was stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And shit.
He's one of those guys that got it, but...
Dumbass.
Bad decision making, man.
Can't be a fucking creep.
Yeah, let me see. That's it. That's no major news. We all know where Sasha's going.
Like, where do you think she's going? AEW?
She's going AEW, bro.
Yeah, I think so.
I was talking to my buddy yesterday, and it really like she's not as big of a draw as people think.
She's not.
She's not. Like, if anything, I think Paige was a bigger draw, and she still wasn't a big enough draw to get the eyes over. Like, I feel like this is just her feeding her ego. Like, she knows where she's the best. She knows where she's best off, but she's not gonna. Like, I feel like she's just not gonna give. Like, Naomi was in the Rumble, and Naomi got fucking arguably one of the biggest pops of the night.
You saw that shit? That was a great pop.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Sasha. I know she's going to AEW because she trademarked the Monet thing. And she did that like 2 weeks ago. So
she's fucking Sasha Banks, just like Paige is Paige. Like, she's not Marissa Tomei or Marissa Monet, whatever the fuck she is. Like, that's not it. Like,
then I heard the number she wanted. I was like, this fucking girl out her fucking money for like $5 million and shit. Like, crazy. She's crazy. She's not worth that.
Dude, that's Cena money.
That is Cena money. That's Brock and Cena money.
Yeah. She
fucking couldn't draw on a paper bag. What the fuck?
Man.
She'll get the big fucking the pop at the pay-per-view that she debuts at, but that'll be it.
That's it.
That'll be it, because what the hell are they gonna they've already proven multiple times that they have no clue how to book a women's division. No clue. She'll be in multi-person matches in no time.
You know who I want to see in the WWE? Dr. Britt Baker. I think she'll do good in WWE.
She was in NXT, and then she kind of got let go because she didn't make the cut. Yeah. But she was able – she's just like – I don't know. Like Jade, it would be like a Jade. Like you find yourself there, you find your audience. I think MJF should be in the WWE. I think MJF.
I had a feeling, you know, he was going to sign to WWE, but you know, this Tony Khan probably gave him whatever the fuck he wanted not to go.
And rightfully so.
But I really thought if they really was doing this war of 2004, he was going to sign with the WWE.
Yeah.
But Tony Khan probably gave him the world, whatever the hell he wanted.
He's probably got double pay being on.
Oh yeah,
he's probably getting time double time while he's off. Yeah, you take him off. I'll pay you double.
Yeah.
I think he's just built for the ultimate stage.
Like he's you guys know whose nephew that is, right?
Yeah, you know MJF.
You know who's his uncle? You guys don't know, huh?
I don't think so.
His uncle,
Rob Feinstein.
Oh,
you guys know who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his uncle in real life.
Really?
Yeah. That's Feinstein's sister's son.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. Is that how we got on Rosie O'Donnell? I just feel like he's built for the big stage. He's a big fish, small pond now. He's already worked his way into that. Like he's already done. They're not going to get anyone else that's meaningful for him unless Tony Khan's able to poach some talent. But he's already done his thing against everybody. And if he ends up going against Adam Cole, I feel like that's a one-off because that's how long the storylines last.
Well, that's his next opponent when he comes back. Kobe Adam Cole, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's not...
Which that devil shit that, you know, I wanted it to be somebody else. So, you know, I was disappointed in that.
Who did you want the devil to be?
Nemeth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, quite different.
Yeah.
Or Britt Baker. The fuck? You know, give me something different. You know what I'm saying? Surprise me. You know what I mean?
So it was too predictable.
Yeah, it was too predictable, man. Come on.
And they used to be like really good at the surprises, and then they just like rammed all those surprises down your throat, and they're like, "All right, I guess we're screwed."
Yeah.
Shot is low too quick.
Yeah.
Can't really get away with saying that anymore.
All right, so it comes to the time we talked about at the beginning of the show.
The reason.
And we've been talking about it for about 3 weeks, teasing it 3 weeks on our show. And the main reason that Lewis is on is that on March 3rd, we talked about AEW Revolution. We talked about Sting's last match. We, Brotherly Love Wrestling, will be doing a live broadcast from Luliga Cigar Lounge before AEW Revolution. We're going to get down there. We're going to set up. We're looking at a 6 o'clock start time. Doing a full pre-show talking about AEW, which I'm sure Joe will be thrilled to do. But the best thing is that...
You're really going to make our fucking live debut negative?
Yeah. No, you're going to make our live debut negative.
I'll have the pay-per-view on. Yes. I'll have pizza. I'll have the whole shebang.
That's the other
thing. And cigars.
And, of course, cigars.
And cigars.
Of course.
Yes.
So... anyone who wants to join us, please come down. Fishtown, right next to the Fillmore. You have to come down.
Shit. That means you're right next to Barcade?
Around the corner from Barcade.
Yeah, right around the corner.
All right, so we do the show. We hit Barcade, then we come back for the pay-per-view.
So
25 East Allen Street.
Okay, there you go. 25 East Allen Street. Join Brotherly Love Wrestling at our live broadcast. Come down, have some fun, smoke a cigar with us, watch AEW.
Bring us food.
Yeah, I mean...
No cover charge.
There you go.
No cover charge.
Pay-per-view for free. And, you have food.
Just bring your wrestling fan.
Yeah.
That's it. Just bring your wrestling fan down here. Let's enjoy this.
Absolutely. So, yeah, join us March 3rd. Broadcast will begin at 6 o'clock. We'll be down there a little earlier hanging out. So, definitely come down. We'll be... promoting this as it leads up to it to the show. So definitely anyone and everyone come out, come join us, and we'll have some fun watching AEW, even if Joe is shitting on it half the time. But we still get to watch Sting's last match.
Half seems kind of light, man.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But while we have you, we want to thank you for opening up the Cigar Lounge to us and allowing us to do this. Because
we're cultured now. We're like fucking Cody Rhodes. We're coming down in suits.
Oh, it's also BYOB, guys.
Okay, that's
fine. Right. You get free food, but bring your own drinks. Yeah. Fucking snakes.
Yeah.
Gotta bring something.
Yeah. So once again, Lewis, thank you so much for having us on. Thank you for opening the lounge and allowing us to do this.
Thank you, bless. And, yeah, man, thanks for having me on, man. I truly appreciate it.
Anytime, and we'll be talking to you very soon, and we'll be promoting and letting you know and getting you all the information as well.
Yeah, send me all the info, send me a flyer, I'll post it up, you know, get this thing going.
All right, thanks again. Hope you have a good night.
Thanks, guys.